Welcome to Dear Legal Ops, the podcast tackling tough topics impacting today's evolving legal operations profession anonymously.
This podcast is made for and by the Legal Ops community.
We will hear trailblazing tales and lessons learned from seasoned professionals, change makers, and community champions.
Join us as we go on a journey of delightful insights and enthusiastic ideas that will inspire you to find your inner brilliance, personally and professionally.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Dear Legal Ops. I'm your co-host, Tom Stevenson. Today, we're embarking on a journey of evolution to understand where the lines between a legal professional and a human, and where diversity of experience reigns supreme. In our letter today, we're joined by a modern-day West Coast Carrie Bradshaw, navigating not just the bustling streets, but the intricate challenges at the intersection of in-house, legal ops, and legal tech. She's got the ambition, the drive, and the questions. But can she truly have it all? From playdates to board meetings, spontaneous trips to cozy dinners with her adorable husband, our guest is navigating a path that I'd be scratching my head going, but how? Maybe the secret lies not in wanting everything, but knowing how to fill up your cup without spitting it out in the middle of our episode. As we continue our season two journey, spotlighting the luminaries of legal ops world, we're thrilled to have with us a dynamic legal ops champion and all-around badass, Whitney Stefko Dover, Secunda Counsel on the Legal Ops Plus team at Ford Motor Company. Now, Whitney's story, it's a testament to the power of adaptability, innovation, and the importance of always making sure that you're aligned to your North Star. Her journey reminds us that the best way to be an evolved human is to really understand the diversity of our multifaceted nature and to not be confined to a single purpose and saying no to make room for yes, because that's what truly matters. What's incredible about this episode is just the dynamic conversations we had. And it was our first episode, Tommy and I. And Whitney, she added that extra element, that beacon that illuminated the importance of embracing our diverse experiences and being comfortable with setting boundaries. Her insights, man, they resonated really deeply, echoing the struggles and aspirations we faced along our journey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and let's dive into our letter with Whitney, where Tommy and I bridge the gap between the voices behind the letter and the vibrant community surrounding us. But first, grab that glass and get comfy as we dig deeper into Dear Legal Ops.
Our letter today comes from Carrie, Can I Have It All Bradshaw, and she finds herself questioning whether you really can have it all. Our listener writes, I find balancing my career, family, commitments, and the conference circuit all a priority at times. I want to be successful in everything I do, but the pressure to do it all is becoming overwhelming. I write today to find out how I strike that elusive balance. How do I effectively manage my time and prioritize my commitments without compromising my well-being? And just like the real Carrie Bradshaw, I ask myself, when does the art of compromise become compromising? Well, Whitney, I am so happy to be here with you.
I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for showing up on time, unlike our co-host.
Okay, stop it. I was 27 minutes late to our prep call, okay?
27? 27 seconds, I hope, not minutes.
Absolutely, for sure.
So, Whitney, it's so great to have you here. We're talking about Carrie. We're talking about compromise. So as we think about the art of compromise, can you tell Carrie when and how you do all of the things?
Well, I think it's fair to tell Carrie that no one does all the things all the time. There are seasons of things. And I think really making sure that Carrie has articulated and is aligning to her personal values is probably first stop to making sure that she's feeling like she's aligned, balanced, and ready to tackle all of the items that are on her to-do list for any given day.
But how do you do it though? Like, I mean, you know, I've been a huge fan, not just a fan, a friend, and not just a friend. Honestly, you're pinned to my top six. We've talked about this a lot. When we met, I was going through some things in my personal and professional life, and I was trying to figure out how to also have it all, and it wasn't really working. We met in Oakland and had a magical day together and just hung out and really bonded. But I mean, the thing that I took from that was you can't have it all. So how do you think your unique story, like how does your story impact thinking that you can have it all and actually have it all?
Well, you know, I hate to come back to the values topic, but I do really think it has a lot to do with, you know, what are your values? And I don't mean, you know, in a religious context or in a moral context, but in a true North Star context, right? Like what is the place that you are driving towards? Is it connection? Is it integrity? Is it legacy? Is it some other variance of one of those great adjective words?
The Bed Bath & Beyond logo or yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yes. You know, like some of those homes that probably the opposite of Carrie Bradshaw homes have, you know, the word signage everywhere. Like those words, right? That's what we're sort of going for.
Live, laugh, love.
Right. That's yes. Right.
We got a live, laugh, love icon up here.
Yes.
It reminds me of the saying that if you want to know what your values are, look at where you spend your money. Which I think is a good indicator of what do you value? Like, what do you donate to? Where do you go? What do you support? That's one element of values. But Whitney, not to put you on the spot, but what are your values?
Yes, ooh. I would love to talk about my values. Thousands of dollars in coaching later. I think I have a pretty good list and can articulate those in a given moment. So thank you for putting me on the spot, Tommy. So my first value in order of importance, first value is connection to myself, to my purpose, to my community. Second value is growth. So I try really hard not to engage in activities where I don't feel like I'm expanding in some way, although there could be a variety of ways that that's happening. Third value is joy and making sure that I'm infusing joy into every day, focus less on productivity and more on just the pleasantness of doing things. And fourth value is energy. And to me, that means having enough energy to show up in the world, having enough energy and health and well-being to feel like I can execute on the first three values and really focused on what energy I'm bringing into spaces and taking out of them.
And that was the one thing that I learned the most from you. And we've talked in depth about this is the energy, right? Of how I wanted to have it all, and I thought having it all meant adding more. When the real lesson I've learned over time is that having it all is just being about fulfilled and sustained in a way that makes you satisfied, but not hungry, right? There's the smorgasbord of options out there that everybody wants, and often we're overfeeding ourselves. But what can you fill yourself up in the right way that sustains you long term? I think that's much more important. And for everyone, it's a little bit different. Some people are career focused, some people are focused on their kids. There's just a lot of different ways that you can find to fill up your plate, but it's unique for everyone.
Absolutely. I also think too, from an expenditure standpoint, right? Like, how are you spending your energy? It's finite. Like, we wake up at the beginning of the day and have a finite amount of energy. And then at night, most of us are requiring sleep in order to rest and recharge and get that energy back for the second day. And everything you're saying yes to means you're inherently saying no to something else. And so ensuring that what you're saying yes to is fulfilling and energizing perhaps, or if it's expending your energy, that it's doing so in alignment with your other values. It's moving those other things forward in a way for you that, yeah, it feels, as you said, Tom, fulfilling. I think that's the right word.
So how do you find your fulfillment, or Carrie find her Mr. Big 0.2 who died and whatever she needs next, right?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a moving target because every day is going to look a little different. And I think it's really grounding with those. For me, it's my four values, whatever your North Star is. It's grounding with those. Could be every day, could be every hour, could be before every call, right? Like it just sort of depends, I think, on where people, Carrie, myself, whoever, sort of feel like they're becoming disconnected from that. So for me, I try to do like several walks throughout the day where I'm kind of saying, okay, great. Like, where do I stand? How is my energy level? You know, do I need to go inside and pound a salad, or is it something where I can have a little extra caffeine and push through the afternoon, right? Like what does this look like for me in this moment? And just making sure that you're checking in with yourself and kind of recalibrating when that necessity is there.
Whitney, with your value alignment and particularly in your professional life, I hear you know what you want to say no to, but how do you actually say no? how do you express that something might be a drain on your bandwidth or not the right priority for you at work?
Very carefully and sometimes not very well, to be clear. I think this is more of a do as I say, not as I do all of the time scenario, because we're all growing in this area. And I think as someone who was former people pleaser and certainly a bit of a workaholic, saying no is still a really big challenge for me. So first and foremost, I think it's realigning to that sentiment of everything I say yes to means I'm saying no to something else.
Yep.
I think there's a really big human component as well that often gets left out of our workplaces. And it has gotten much more comfortable for me to say, hey, I actually need to sleep tonight, and undertaking this task or participating in this event or doing this thing is going to require that I miss a lot of sleep and I have XYZ tomorrow, which means I'm not going to show up well to that. So oftentimes if you're framing it for people in a workplace in a more human way and sort of giving them an opportunity to empathize in a more human way, I found that it becomes much easier to say no. There are also constant violators of, I think, the rule of I've said no and this person is still pushing.
Never seen those before.
Right. No, we know not what you speak of.
No.
Yeah, this is the, yes, quintessential just boundary pusher in anyone's life, whether it's professional or personal. And so I think with those folks, it is much easier to have sort of a hardline stance of actually I'm not available for that, or I'm happy to reconsider that next quarter, or let's discuss what this would entail and who else would be involved because current projects and bandwidth don't allow for me to be sole participant. So I have sort of stock email responses to a lot of that, but I do think it is sort of circumstance by circumstance, person by person, and bringing a little more of your humanness into that interaction.
This episode is made possible by our sponsor, Legal.io. Legal.io is the fastest growing community and marketplace for legal talent. Legal.io connects legal professionals to resources and opportunities at the world's leading in-house departments and firms. Legal.io is the launchpad for legal careers, matching legal ops professionals, attorneys, paralegals, and so many other legal professionals at some of the world's most exciting companies, with a level of precision that only a data-driven, vertical-specific marketplace can provide. Supported by significant investors like Tiger Global, Legal.io is redefining the legal workspace. If you want to learn about the enterprise marketplace solution for legal talent, access salary surveys with compensation data as unique as you, and join their vibrant in-house legal community, visit www.legal.io. That's LEGAL.io. Legal.io, your gateway to a global legal talent marketplace designed with the legal operations community in mind.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And here comes the quinceañera, or the jubilee of Whitney, because when you talk about the people person, I just want everybody else to know, I mean, you teach at a law school, right? You work for a seconded counsel at a Fortune 25 or Fortune 50 company. You have an adorable husband and a cute son. I'm seeing you in Mexico having fun with your girlfriends. Like, how do you do it all? Or is there two of you? Is there a dose, Whitney?
Yes, there's multiple versions of me. That would be lovely. And hopefully AI at some point can develop that so that it is not just solo Whitney. I am energized by a lot of things. So when we talk about my fourth value and that energy component, there are a lot of activities for me that are energizing. I'm extroverted by nature, which Tom, I know you know well. Tommy, I know you're just getting to know. And I think because of that, spending time with other humans in person is like an energizing aspect for me. My personal obligations, my husband knows that I'm a better wife, I'm a better mom, I'm a more energized human, I come back happier, more joy-filled, connected to my values when I have time to, you know, engage in work functions or go on a girls trip or travel. And same kind of goes in my professional endeavors, right? I make an effort to make sure that I'm having those in-person connection points so that I can continually build that energy level.
No one here can relate to that.
Not
any of the three of us. What I take from all of this is no is a complete sentence so that you can prioritize and align what you need to fill back up to be 100% yourself in all of your endeavors. Now, I am going to say that I did read your bio and I also heard Tom talk a bunch about your impressive background. You've shifted careers in a way that some people may not even have even thought possible to go from a litigator to someone who is starting her own company to in-house legal ops. Dare I presume, did some of the career shifts come from a value alignment, or how did you work this journey from an impressive background in several different areas? And why did you land where you land now? And why do you think you took these pivots?
Yeah, I think a variety of reasons, largely related to the experiences I was having in my life at those moments in time. When I was leaving litigating, my mom had just passed away. I had some mortality motivation, some interest in changing my life in a way that was a realization that, you know, we are all not promised tomorrow. And so there was some importance and some urgency there for me. I think when it comes to sort of shifting into just a totally different career, starting my own company, that was my husband who was like, hey, like, what's the worst could happen? You know, like, you have YouTube, let's figure it out. You know, how hard could it be? And sort of adopting that mentality for better or worse with a variety of things. And I think a lot of sort of the people components also led me to then engage in just what I would call a diversity of experiences. There was never one track for me. It was never, even when I was litigating, I wasn't ever just litigating. I also taught fitness. I also dabbled in online content. Like I did a bunch of stuff simultaneously because that's just what is energizing to me. And so I think even without having articulated those values, they existed long before I kind of put names to them. And really driving towards, I'm going to do a bunch of different stuff. And to other people, that may not look like it's conducive or aligns. But to me, that diversity of experience has gotten me to where I am today. To me, that says that all of those experiences were very much propelling me in the right direction, even if they didn't look like they matched to people from the outside. Much like Carrie Bradshaw's style.
Now, choose from one. Are you Sex in the City HBO? Are you Sex in the City 1? Are you Sex in the City 2? Or are you whatever the hell her fifth one is?
First of all, HBO.
The last one.
HBO, the way, because that was like, I used to fall asleep to that stuff in college. And I will also say that we had sort of like a funny joke among my like four best friends from college and I, because we'd always be like, well, who are you from Sex and the City? And because I was going into law school, they're like, you're Miranda. And I was like, I can't be Miranda. That's like, even though Miranda's awesome and like a badass and like, who cares?
But she
like,
does. She that, does. You know, she does get the brunt out of the stick. Like she's, really yeah.
Definitely HBO.
And you, Tommy?
I haven't watched In Just Like That, which I think is the newest. I'm going to go HBO, my former employer. So I hold a space in my heart for it. But also it's the OG. I'm always down for a classic. What about you, Tom?
Absolutely. Yeah. I also agree that it's a classic. But I think what I like the most about the series before the movie was, and to your point, Whitney, is the diversity of it, right? It was dozens of seasons, multiple men, different friend groups that came in and out right over time. I mean, I still think my favorite episode was towards the end when the lady fell out of the window. Love that episode with her. But I do also think that is the DNA, if we can find the coveted yes spot, right? To if you're comfortable with who you are and knowing that even when you're comfortable in your own skin and you look at the larger landscape, you're diverse no matter what it is, right? Whether it's your educational background, whether it's, you know, Tommy and I are gearing up to talk a little bit about some of the motherhood as well. I mean, that's a huge part of who we are and the stories that we share. And I think that ultimately is what helps us find the balancing at all, is the diversity of the experience is not something that's a negative, but it's something that we should really lean into and embrace because it really fills us up in the right way.
Can I do snaps?
Yes. Snaps.
Full agree. Full on snaps. That. Yes.
I love this. You know, Whitney, Tommy, we did the first episode together. This is exciting. So Whitney, tell us, like, what's the one piece of nugget? What's the one thing, knowing that you have transcended this amazing career, put your family first, found your voice, found your boundaries and your values? How do you balance it all in the right way?
So once you've established your values, you're intentional about those every day, I think a lot of it goes back to just foundations first. Like, taking a first look at everything, right? Is it aligning with my values? Is this team aligning with my values? Is this project aligning with my values? Is this experience aligning with my values? And making sure that it sounds so easy. It is much easier said than done, of course. But I do think that really getting back to just first principles and making sure that you are living and working and saying yes and no based on those is sort of where it's at. There's no wrong choice then at that point. It's all just propelling you into what is meant for you, where your authentic story should go.
Authenticity is one of my favorite topics, and you radiate the emotion, Whitney. Like, I think actually, dare I say, I think the three of us do. Maybe that's why we feel so comfortable and so jovial sort of in each other's space. But I really search, I have started a search unconsciously, and now it's started to become very conscious and very purposeful. But I've really started a search for those people that energize me, because there are the people that do the opposite, right? They really drain you. And so finding the folks, especially in our space, like, there's no shortage of community. We are such a community-based space. And that's, I consider it actually one of the pillars of our space is community. And then there's this other layer. Once you go down one more, it's like not only just finding the people, it's a volume of people, it's voluminous, they're everywhere. But then it's finding the right ones. Who do you click with? Like, who do I want to spend my time with? And I think that we have such a luxury in being able to find the right ones. And Whitney, you are definitely one of the right ones.
Oh, hearts.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to get my snaps now on this one. Look at it. And Tommy, that is how you wrap up one of the first episodes of many in the next season and series of Dearly Glops chapter. So
yay.
Whitney, thank you so much for joining us today. And do you want to just let our listeners know about how they could potentially contact you or how great you are?
Well, you guys have sung all the praises I think I need, so I will leave it at that. But you can find me on LinkedIn, Whitney Stefko Dover. That's probably the easiest way to get in touch with me. Also have a contact form through my consulting firm's website, pollinatelegal.com.
Thank you for being so willing to be joyous and share with our listeners, Whitney. Until next time, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I want to thank Carrie for her letter and Whitney for her valuable insights and for sharing her impressive career journey with us. Passion can be a valuable driving force and motivator, but it can also leave us exhausted and pulled in many different directions. Life is all about finding your rhythm. Yeah, it's a delicate dance. Even in the right shoes, it can be wobbly to keep in stride, but keep in mind House of Dear Legal Ops. You can't pour from an empty Cosmo glass, so make sure there's downtime on the agenda. You can embrace the deadlines and chaos, but as we heard today with Whitney, no is a full sentence. And remember, DLO darlings, life isn't about achieving the perfect balance. It's about embracing the imbalances and learning how to filter your priorities the same way you shop. Only the essentials make the cut. With high ambitions and higher spirits, let's go DLO. For more Dear Legal Ops content, make sure to follow us on all social media using the handle @DearLegalOps.
Have a tough legal ops topic you want us to tackle? Submit a letter and share your stories with us at DearLegalOps.com/submit for a chance to be featured on the show.
Like what you hear? Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening.
As always, I'm your host, Tom Stevenson, adding a splash of color to the lively landscape that is legal operations.
And I'm Tommy Tavares Pereira, your voice of reason amidst the whirlwind of change, keeping it real and relatable.
Dear Legal Ops is produced by Red Rock Music.
Until next time.